He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
So here we are doing our SNU one more time in beautiful Ogden, Utah. What do you think about that?
Right. This is the first time that we are not in a studio and not seeing each other doing the SNU because we're each on different telephones. So it's a little weird, but I'm sure in the next few sessions we will get it down just beautifully.
I think the technology that we have available today is incredible. I'm using Skype and a headset attached to my laptop with wireless technology. You're inside our friend Debbie's home and using her line to record this. And then Len is back in Vancouver recording this on his computer. So that's pretty cool, isn't it?
That's right. And our special guest is in Montreal. So that's pretty neat. That's, technology is a wonderful thing in this day and age.
Absolutely. So let's move on to our first topic. What's cooking?
Well, what's cooking is we've had quite a few friends and family email us why we've been on the road, and they say it must be really tough eating healthy on the road. Well, not at all. We've brought everything that we needed to prepare and cook meals in the RV. We've got a citrus juicer, a blender, a rice cooker, large and small pots and pans, and a coffee maker. And the RV is also equipped with a gas top stove, an oven, and a microwave, a relatively large fridge and freezer. So we's happy campers. Literally, we are happy campers. We shop at large grocery stores, and each has an organic health food section, which is very convenient, along with the convenient lower prices than we've had in Vancouver, and our cost of food, so the cost of food has gone way down. We eat exactly the same way we did when we were living in the apartment, so there's no excuse, is there, Corey?
Not at all. It's just a consciousness of health. If you have that on your mind, you know what to shop for, you know what to buy, and of course, I always prefer to benefit from your home cooking, and that prevents us from going out and eating out, which means we're going to get a lot of sauces and fats and sugars and sodium in the food supply, especially down here in the U.S., you know, with those big giant portions that they give you, along with the desserts and buns and bagels and everything else. So I think it's just cleaner and sweeter to consume natural whole food in the RV. It's just great.
Yes, unfortunately, I don't get to go out for dinner that often, as much as I'd like to. But it is a healthy way to live, eating on the road. There's no excuses for anyone who's gone camping or in the RV. You can always find, especially in the States, they have these huge, everything is so big here. The big, massive stores where you can get two shopping carts, three shopping carts down one aisle that I find amazing. There's just so much selection. It's much easier now for me to go shopping. At first, it was like I was like dizzy because it was so big. But you like it as well, Corey, the big stores, right?
Yeah, the assortment of food is excellent. And we have found no lack of healthy food alternatives, like in the Fred Meyers, in the QSN, in the Albertsons. They have health food sections for whole grains. We find plenty of produce. You know, and in the RV, the shake and take concept has been really a practical approach to it, maintaining our nutrition. You know, the shake and take idea, making shakes two a day at least, is just a lifesaver. We've had friends come in and people that we've met, and we, instead of breaking bread, we whip up a shake and we take our vitamins, and it's just a great way to reinforce the body, the chemistry, and maintain excellent nutrition. So the shake is the salvation, and I think that whether you're an RV or an apartment or home, and no matter where you are, the shake and take concept is a reliable way to bump up your protein and get high quality EFAs and good quality carbs into the body on a regular basis.
Exactly, and we have had company come into the trailer, and I've cooked quite a few large meals, you know, for three and four people. Actually, I cooked a big meal last night for 11 people, so it can be done. It can be done. And that's that.
Okay, good stuff. So moving on, Let's talk about our last month's special guest.
Well, our last month's special guest was Lorna Vanderhaeghe, the Queen of Sex. I don't know if she'd like it if I say that or not, but Lorna's interview was really information-packed regarding women and their health problems and their sexual health problems. And I think that any woman who is having any type of female problem should contact Lorna, read her books, or think about her product line, as she's the gal with the answers. And I also believe for any men out there, if you're having some concerns about the women in your life, or you don't understand the way women operate, get in touch with Lorna Vanderhaeghe. She can certainly put you on the right track. So I just want to say thank you so much, Lorna, for your insightful interview.
Yeah, Lorna has a lot of experience as a health practitioner, as an editor of magazines, as a writer. She's written countless books. She has a radio show. She has a vast amount of interaction experience with patients and clients who call in, women who need support for female-related health problems, reproductive problems, lacking libido. You name it, she's got the references and the information that you need. So anybody out there, please listen to that interview, that SNU. That was a good one. And it's for the guys, too, because a lot of men don't understand women and how they function on a sexual level. It's just amazing how little training and insight we have as we grow up into men. Wouldn't you agree, Trace?
Yes, Corey, take heed.
Oh, no, I'm an expert and I've had a good teacher. But it is true that that our physiology and our mental attitude is a very important factor in these matters relate to sexuality, sexual function, and human libido.
Great. Well, thanks, Lorna.
So let's move on now to our new topic for SNU, because we are driving across America, and it is our Sports Nutrition American Tour, and this topic is now called Highway to Health Tour Update. So let's get into our update on our Highway to Health, dear.
That's right. Well, we've been on tour for 5 weeks now, and amazingly enough, we haven't killed each other yet. Pretty darn close, but we're still alive and kicking. Actually, we're getting along quite well, aren't we, dear?
I would say so, better than ever. And although the space is somewhat confining, we are on the go. We are taking in new sights and sounds. It has been just incredible so far. Every day is a journey in and of itself. The people that we have met have been incredible. We've experienced unbelievable kindness, generosity, hospitality. And some of the experiences in the health food stores have been pretty incredible, as well as in the gym. So let's start off with some Washington update there. That was our first date.
The first was Washington State, when we joined 24-Hour Fitness. So that was kind of cool. They have like 400 or 500 outlets throughout the United States, and some of them are quite big and large. They have basketball courts, they've got squash courts, they've got pools, they're huge. I mean, every one is huge. And then we also learned about Fred Meyers, and Fred Meyers has absolutely everything from clothes to vitamins. It's just unbelievable. We joined Hollywood Video and Blockbuster Video Rentals, so we watch videos on our computer in bed, and it's quite cozy with our health food snacks. And we visited our friend Gabriel Lightfriend, a friend of Corey's, that you've known him for 30 years, right?
Gabriel and I started in the health food store industry back in the late 70s and early 80s. And then he moved on to work with Flora and is now working in the United States. He introduced the product line Flora into the U.S., and now he's writing a book on cancer and a very interesting amount of research. But yeah, he was in a nice area just outside of Seattle.
It was called Kirkland.
In Kirkland, yeah, in Kirkland, which is kind of a high-end area in Washington. And Washington, I guess, was where we sort of got organized. We connected with our gym membership so that we could train on a daily basis and drop in. We connected with several health food stores and started to see what chains were dominating in that state. And I think from the time we left Vancouver until now, it's just kind of still being a time of adaptation. But we are pretty much organized now and have the system down pat where every day we drive to a gym and we work out. We meet people inside the gym. We promote the Corey Hawley Institute and turn them on to our education. And then for the rest of the day, we hit health food stores. And it's like a meet and greet calls, just meeting people left, right, and center and having some great conversations.
Well, what's funny is we stay in these large Walmart parking lots or Fred Meyer parking lots. They're just massive. And because we're not staying any place for too long, maybe one or two nights. If we were staying for like 2 or 3 weeks to a month or two, we would stay in an RV camp. But I wake up in the morning and I just look and I don't even know where I am anymore because they all look alike, all Fred Meyers and all Walmarts, they all look alike. But we haven't had any problems whatsoever, knock on wood. So, moving on to Oregon.
Well, Oregon, what a great state that is. What an incredible environment for health and fitness, for track and field. One of the great memories that I have there is the tour of the Nike campus. And Sharon's son, Tinker Hatfield, the man who created the Michael Jordan shoe as an architect, and also his brother, Toby, who created the Air Nike, which, by the way, I happen to be wearing a brand new pair of right now, some Nike Airs. And to meet these guys and to know them, these are the people that designed the shoe and introduced it to Nike. But what an incredible campus that Nike campus was, right, Trace?
Yes, it was. And that was the most interesting kitchen that I've ever been in. It's called the Nike Kitchen. That's where they cook up all the new designs and all the new ideas. And it's quite privé. Nobody is allowed in that kitchen. But because it's who we rubbed shoulders with, Sharon Hatfield, we were able to get in to the kitchen and really take a look at what goes on behind the scenes. And it's amazing. It was just like this shoes everywhere, and you'd think it was all this high-end, prestigious offices, but it's not. It's quite down-to-earth, and all kinds of sayings on the wall, and all different types of food for thought on the wall, and just lots of different materials, and it was quite exciting. It was like someone's home kitchen, really, wasn't it, Corey?
Yeah, that's where the ideas are hatched, and the private ideas are preserved and protected, so that was a real privilege to get inside that environment and to see some of the things written on chalkboards that just come to mind, and some designs of new shoes, and to see some new designs, some designs that never get out, some designs that will get out. So that was really cool. And I really enjoyed the Lance Armstrong Hall or building where they have the gym for all the Nike employees, of course, beautiful pool, weight training facility, an incredible rock climbing wall there, too. So, you know, the Nike consciousness is about providing an environment not just to learn about these great athletes like Tiger Woods and Lance Armstrong, but they create an environment that is suitable to wellness and health for the employees that are punching out the ideas and working there. They had like about 5,000 employees on this campus on, I don't know how many acres, probably 20 or 30 acres of land in Portland. So, yeah, that was a great experience.
We also went to the Nike discount store. Hello. Unbelievable, the prices. I mean, and in Portland, there's no tax either. So it was pretty irresistible, I'll tell you. Picked up a few things, which was really great. And we also visited a friend of Corey's that he knew from Hawaii, Dan Kirk. So that, and it was actually Dan's birthday, so we got a chance to celebrate with Dan. So that was pretty exciting for you, wasn't it, Corey?
Yeah, it was incredible. Dan and I were best friends in Maui when Daisy was born in 1982, and I lost track of him. He went to L.A., and then his mom got sick, and he went back to Portland, and then she passed away. But then since I've seen Dan, he had cancer himself, And then he had a quadruple bypass. So you never know what is going down in the lives of other people when you lose touch. But what's great now is that through our reconnection, Dan's expressed an interest in wanting to improve his health and wellness. He's in great fitness shape as an athlete, but he needs to learn about food and nutrition and some of these principles. And so I was very happy to meet with Dan and connect with him and look forward to helping him with his health and his life and maintaining a relationship now as we're in the States to keep in touch. So that was a great connection. Always good to see old friends.
Yeah, that was fun. And his brother Ron, we parked outside their house and we had a great time. We spent close to a week there. We really enjoyed ourselves. So thanks, Dan, for having us there. Now we move on to Idaho. And the first thing that I was just waiting for was an Idaho potato, because that's what they're known for. So I had me a really nice baked potato, and I also had a bag of chips. Yes, folks, I had a bag of chips. But these chips were made right in the store with slightly sea salted, using the whole potato with the skin on, and it was just absolutely scrumptious. I even took a picture of it. So it was well worth the wait for my potato chips.
Yeah, I'm not much into potato chips myself, but I did enjoy the potatoes, and they were delicious, of course. It's nice to flood the blood with dense carbohydrates from potatoes. Potatoes have a high glycemic index, and I believe we hate those potatoes after a workout, after having a shake, so that's the best time to take in high glycemic carbs. And here in Utah, we've been giving seminars and finding that a lot of the Ironman triathletes and a lot of the runners, they've got their carb intake backwards. A lot of them wake up in the morning and they eat a big bowl of porridge or oatmeal or take in high carbs, dense carbs, first thing without doing the work. And that it explains why they're carrying the extra body fat. You know, you wouldn't believe it. These guys are putting an enormous amount of time and energy practicing for Ironman triathlons, and yet they're still carrying excess body fat and troubled by not being able to lose it. So it's 100% about nutrition, about the amount of carbs, fats, and proteins, but also when they put them into their body.
Absolutely. I think that a lot of them wake up with a bagel and a banana. That's pretty much their standard. Anyway, what we did, there was no 24-hour fitnesses when we were in Idaho, and we were just like so frustrated because we checked the Google and it said that there was like four or five of them. So we went there and they were Gold's Gym. So Gold's Gym had bought out 24-hour fitness in Idaho. Anyway, we were in Boise, Idaho, and I had seen the nicest gym I have ever been in my entire life. And it's in Boise, Idaho. It's a Gold's Gym. And this Gold's Gym was voted the best Gold's Gym in the United States. And tell ya, it is beautiful, wasn't it, Corey?
Yeah, it was incredible. The environment was ideal for training. They had everything you could imagine. It was posh. The showers, the washrooms were impeccably clean and highly functional, and the highest technology was available. And they had some really neat machines. One of the things that I've been impressed by is some of the machines, you know, the free motion line of equipment, the Life Fitness. And there's been some other name brands of equipment that I've seen down here that are just excellent. Some of the dumbbells also, with the grip and the plates with the easy grip handles. There's been quite a few different name brands in each gym that we've seen. So the size of the dumbbell handle, some of the Olympic barbells, and just the equipment in general is just first rate and a real pleasure, a real joy to work out and to flash that CoreyHawley.com in the gym and then meet people and having some great workouts. Just really, really enjoying working out as we travel in the RV.
That's right. We took all of your workout shirts, and they're probably every shirt that you own, and you wanted to do it to mine too, put CoreyHawley.com. And then on the back of the van, we found a fellow here in Utah who's got Go Big, Go Strong, Go CoreyHolly.com. That's what we're going to have on the back of our van. So we're pretty excited about that. Anyway, Idaho was awesome. We went to Twin Falls and saw the canyon, Twin Falls Canyon, which looks like the Grand Canyon. Not quite as deep as the Grand Canyon, but there's so many different sights to see. We've just been Googling and awing over them and taking pictures all the time. And I believe that your mom is putting together a scrapbook for us, so it's going to be quite exciting for us. Now we move on to Utah. Where we sit our butts right now is in Utah.
Yeah, and we connected with Debbie Perry. Of course, she's now a CSNA master. She just completed her degree. And what a wonderful and joyful experience to spend time with Guy, her husband, and their five kids. And we're parked on their property and connected and having dinner there. And, of course, Debbie is into whole, clean, organic, fresh food. We've been eating a lot of elk. You know, she cooked up an elk casserole. I guess it was a meatloaf the other night. And the food quality with her has been great. And, of course, she's organized two seminars, which were incredibly well attended. We've had some very, very great response here, meeting runners and triathletes that Debbie knows through her connections here in Ogden, which is a relatively large city that is close to Salt Lake City. And, of course, we're just learning about these different areas and the names of the cities, et cetera.
Yes, it's great. I want Debbie to be our marketing manager. She's totally awesome. She does a great job. I mean, when she talks, people listen, I'll tell you. And her husband, Guy Perry, he's going to be one of our special guest interviews coming up. They have three running companies, beautiful stores, and you did a lecture there. And, yes, they have five children, so you have to be organized with five kids. And I've never seen five kids eat as many fruits and vegetables as these kids do. She has got them well-trained. I'll tell you, chop, chop, you don't mess around. She's awesome. Just last weekend, what we did is we went to Antelope Island, didn't we, dear? And what was in Antelope Island that you love so much?
Well, what can I say? My favorite animal on this planet is the bison. And, of course, Antelope Island is in the middle of the Great Salt Lake, and you have to drive out on a man-made thoroughfare. It's about, I think it was about 10 miles long or something like that. We got to the island, and the first thing I wanted to do was just get to where that wild herd was. There's about 700 buffalo. They were introduced on Antelope Island about 100 years ago, and what an incredible island. The most amazing pictures, some of the most incredible sights. And when we first saw the herd, we went up close, and they were about maybe 100 yards, and then we decided to tour after watching them. And what did we do from there, Derek? We went up to Buffalo Point, and what did we do up on top of the point?
We're not supposed to tell anybody what we did there, are we? No, just kidding. We had a double patty buffalo burger, and I even got a picture of us having a hamburger. It was delicious, wasn't it, dear?
Yeah, and how many people know that buffalo is an extremely nutritious and lean food, very high in B12, extremely high in creatine, actually, almost three times more creatine per serving compared to domesticated beef. And not only, you know, I love the buffalo because they're a calm, large animal. I see myself in them quite a bit. They're very slow moving. They take their time. They like to dawdle. And they pretty much just eat, sleep, and you know what. And like myself, they're easily startled. And when they startle, they'll stampede. But I just love them. They're so majestic. They're so powerful. And the greatest quality that I like about bison and buffalo, actually, bison is the true name for the American bison here, is that they are unbelievably sturdy and hardy and can survive in the most harshest winter. Normally, any domesticated animal would die off, and these animals are able to survive. So that's a characteristic that I also like about them, besides the way they look. And what else did you like about Antelope Island, dear?
Well, I liked it. They looked so majestic. Some of the pictures that we took didn't even look real with the mountains in the background. I mean, Utah has some beautiful mountain formations. And as we move down south, we're going to see some of those red rock formations. But some of the rocks that were on the Antelope Island are 2.7 billion years old.
The museum there mentioned that some of the rocks on Antelope Island were, in fact, some of the oldest rocks on planet Earth. So, yeah, there was some terrain there that looked like King Kong could live inside of it behind the mountains. And for anybody that's coming to Salt Lake City, make sure that you take a trip out to Antelope Island. And it's like going back in time. It's extremely serene. There's some real magic moments that you'll experience. And so that was definitely one of the highlights here in Utah.
Well, what's really funny is Corey is definitely a bison or a buffalo, whatever you want to call it. He likes to take his time and roam and just saunter along, whereas I'm more like Speedy Gonzales. I like to get the job done. And that's what's going to be my final word by Robert Louis Stevenson. I travel not to go anywhere, but to go. I travel for travel's sake. The great affair is to move.
Okay, dear, we'll see you next time.
Okay, we'll see you in California.
Well, we got to stop in Nevada first.
Oh, right.
Got to stop in Reno and do some gambling.
Okay, yeah, well, that sounds good. Are you going to bring out the Scottish in you, though? Or are you going to pull some money out?
No, I'm going to be very conservative, but I'm still going to have a good time and enjoy myself.
That's good.